The general obligation bond funds are designated for construction of new kennels to increase the city's capacity to house roaming pets. The request for proposal allowed for the kennels to be built off-site and run by an independent organization, and the Animal Defense League successfully responded to the RFP. Animal Defense League Executive Director Janice Darling says the new kennels to be built on the nonprofit's property at Nacogdoches Road will allow them to take in an additional 3,200 dogs and cats from the city. She has targeted the fall of 2014 to open and says the greatest need is for puppies under 4 months.
We are going to be building a state-of-the-art puppy room here, which will be allow us to really control disease. Puppies have immature immune systems, and disease control is of the utmost importance. So all of that will be factored into the building of our new kennels.
The Animal Defense League, which has been operating as a no-kill shelter since 1934 and since 1960 at its present location, will operate the new kennels at its own expense, including medical care and food. Darling says there will be additional staff members hired and possibly an additional veterinarian to handle the workload. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.